Rise up, sunshine. Happy Friday, Friday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, your worldwide news with no opinion, no slant. I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Let's lock in and fuel our minds one more time before we rock on into the weekend. We are starting today in California, where Governor Gavin Newsom is calling on city and county officials to clear and all but virtually ban homeless encampments, which are groups of makeshift tents and shelters often found on sidewalks, in public parks, empty lots, in other vacant spaces. The state is working to clear them out, sending officials to ask residents to move. The state is also sending in bulldozers to clear the spaces of anything left behind.
They started with my area.
It's a little frustrating,
but you know, I've had this happen to me 3 or 4 times before, and a couple of times I got luck with nothing but clothes on my back.
This is an effort by the state to address a growing homelessness crisis. 187,000 homeless people, more than one-third of the U.S. unsheltered population, lives in California. Now Governor Newsom announced a model ordinance, or a template of law, that city and county officials can use to make rules about where homeless people can and cannot live. It's an aggressive new stance to dismantling and clearing homeless encampments by the state after a Supreme Court ruling last year made it easier for government agencies to fine and arrest people for living in public areas, even if there is no shelter or housing available in a state lacking affordable housing. Our Julia Vargas Jones is here to tell us more. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Coy. This week, California Governor Gavin Newsom formally asked the state's hundreds of cities and counties to ban and clear out any makeshift camps on sidewalks and parks that have become the most visible sign of the homelessness epidemic in the state. Newsom announced a model ordinance for municipalities, as well as the release of $3.3 billion in voter-approved state funds to expand housing and treatment options for unhoused Californians. The goal is to help cities and towns set rules around encampments and establish effective enforcement procedures, prioritizing shelter and services. This model ordinance includes no camping in one location for more than 3 days, no encampments that block sidewalks. Local officials must notify, identify, and provide shelter before evicting an encampment, and two-thirds of the money must go to housing and mental health services programs for homeless people with serious mental health issues or substance abuse problems. In the past 5 years, California has spent around $24 billion to tackle homelessness, with some results, but those are the toughest measures that Newsom has ever announced.
I'm not interested anymore, period, full stop, of funding failure. I want to see real results.
We need to redemocratize our streets and do it in a compassionate way with our values intact.
According to the Public Policy Institute of California, the state accounts for nearly one-third of the U.S. homeless population, with more than 187,000 people in need of housing. This number increased dramatically during the COVID-19 pandemic, and Californians have been growing frustrated as the issue has persisted. But there are other factors that contribute to it, such as the lack of affordable housing, income and public benefits not keeping up with rising housing costs, inadequate access to quality healthcare and supportive services, and systemic racism and marginalization. And I'll tell you, Coy, from my experience of years of volunteering, giving out food to folks on the street, there are a myriad of reasons why someone might not want to or might not be able to go to a shelter. You know, many people on the street have dogs for companionship and for their safety, and those are by and large not allowed in most shelters. They might not be able to bring all of their belongings, or they might be afraid that if they do, they might be robbed. You know, shelters can be crowded and have all sorts of people, and some have told me they have had bad experiences of being verbally or physically abused or assaulted. Each person's situation is unique, and the kind of help they need might be unique also. But from this push from Governor Newsom, what he's asking for is immediate action. Coy?
Julia, thank you so much for helping to break down this complicated and sensitive situation. Hit pause, have a discussion. If you were the governor, what are some of the things you might do to address an ongoing and growing problem of homelessness in your state? The man with the most YouTube subscribers on the planet is getting lots of scrutiny from one of his latest videos that's already racked up tens of millions of views. Jimmy Donaldson, aka Mr. Beast, landed in a storm of criticism after showcasing restricted areas at UNESCO World Heritage sites in Mexico, the ancient Mayan cities of Calakmul in Campeche and Chichen Itza in Yucatan.
I can't believe the government's letting us do this.
It really is crazy. Not even archaeologists are allowed to go back here.
The YouTube megastar is under fire for what officials call distorted information and fabricated scenes in his video, including a drone shot he claimed to fly inside the temple chamber of a pyramid known as El Castillo, one of the seven wonders of the modern world. But officials say that never happened. The drone was flown outside. And there are scenes where Mr. Beast appears to hold an ancient mask, but officials say it was a reproduction. These sites are highly restricted and protected areas, sensitive, of course, considered sacred to Mexico's pre-Hispanic cultures. Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History said that both the visit and the recording were carried out through formal requests made by the Ministry of Tourism and state governments, and now Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum wants answers on why the permits were granted. 10-second trivia. What country is home to the largest number of active volcanoes? Japan, U.S., Indonesia, or Russia? Answer is Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 13,000 islands on the Pacific Ring of Fire. Indonesia leads the world with an estimated 55 active volcanoes.
Watch as these incandescent columns of lava spew from this volcano in the Philippines. This webcam shot, monitored by the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology, captured the moment Canlan Volcano erupted on Tuesday. The 5-minute volcanic activity was characterized as, quote, moderately explosive, sending a dense plume nearly 3 miles into the sky, according to the institute. Officials raised the local alert level to 3 out of 5 and warned that, quote, life-threatening volcanic hazards could still occur.
Graduation season is upon us, and gravity-defying Simone Biles lifted the spirits of Washington University's class of 2025 this week when she delivered an inspiring commencement speech. She admitted that while she may be called the GOAT of gymnastics, her goal was only to be the best version of herself, overcoming doubt and striving for greatness every day, and she called on the graduates to do the same.
The world doesn't need you to be perfect. It needs you to be bold. It needs you to care and to keep going even when things don't go as planned. So go out there and write your own story, only one that you can tell.
All right, warning, avert your eyes if you have ophidiophobia. Today's 10 out of 10 slithering into the spotlight is Tourific, a marvelous mutation and dynamic duo in a single slithering sensational snake has people doing double takes because it has two heads. This California king snake named Angel and Zeke, a bicephalic beauty, hatched a couple of weeks ago at a pet store in Berkeley. It's a 1 in 100,000 kind occurrence. What's particularly spectacular, Angel and Zeke are doing well, eating and growing, which is a big deal because two-headed animals often face double the trouble surviving. Each head has its own personality, though. Sometimes they want to slither in different directions, and there's, of course, no chance of doing things surreptitiously for either serpent, so sometimes they quarrel, and you thought you and your siblings butted heads? This kooky king snake has become quite the celebrity, too, with the pet store owners reportedly getting offers for up to $50,000.
Like, you can see they're both thinking different things. You know, sometimes you see them fight, like, one wants to go right, one wants to go left.
All right, time to bring it home with the best part of the show. Shout out time. We are sending some love to Miss Beard and Miss Talbert in the Virginia Highlands in Atlanta, Georgia. Hootie hoo! Thank you. And all the educators there for making us part of your day. I will see you around. And we've got another shout out on deck. This to Miss Russell's class at Walden Middle School in Walden, Vermont for mapling our day here at CNN 10. Thank you for sending this Vermont maple syrup from the Rowell Sugar House. Pancakes are going to be on point this weekend. Cue that Friday music, Nadir. Shine bright this weekend. Make someone smile. You never know when or how or who, but you just may be the light someone needs. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.